Welcome back to chapter 48, which is on cash in your retail banking course. So we are very familiar with cash because India as a country is much more cash managed economy, where we love to exchange cash for the purchases that we do, and the vendors also or suppliers love to take things in cash. Of course, things are changing and we are moving to plastic money as we go along. But cash plays an important part in Indian economy, and therefore we'll say how retail banking manages cash. So cash is nothing but money held in currency notes or coins or in the account with other banks that are available by demand or after giving notice. Banks hold cash in two forms: cash in hand or with other banks. Banks keeps cash at branch to meet business need of the client, and bank needs cash or balance with commercial banks and RBI. Cash with RBI. So banks keep cash with RBI for two purposes. One is, of course, to meet the statutory requirement. So as per the rules, banks are required to keep certain percentage of their net demand and time liabilities in cash with RBI, and RBI does not pay any interest on this money. So this is also known as cash reserve ratio or CRR, where it is mandatory that certain amount, certain percentage of their net demand, that means money that they owe to someone, and the liability, the term deposit which they have generated or they keep for the customers, some percentage of it they have to keep with RBI. It is known as cash reserve ratio. The downside of this is the RBI does not pay any interest to the banks on the CRR, and this CRR is also used. Second way they keep cash with RBI in a different account is to make payment to or receive any amount with other commercial banks. This may be for an investment transaction or clearing transaction or any interbank transactions. Cash with other banks, why do they keep, one bank will keep cash with another bank? Obviously for commercial needs, and banks in India maintain accounts with banks in other country for trade transactions, and also for convenience if the bank does not have a branch in that location, or cash management or other services which they offer to their customers but they don't have facilities for it, they may tie up with other bank in that location. Cash in hand or cash kept at branches, they are normally kept to maintain the day-to-day needs of the branch, of the customers of the branch or the customers of the bank. So customers demand that I need cash and the banks have to fulfill it. They also try to keep this amount as minimum as possible so that they can deploy with other bank or with some other instrument where they can get interest, because cash kept with themselves earns no interest for them. Cash held in branches are divided into two parts: cash in vault and cash with tellers. So ATM will also fall with cash with tellers variety. Cash in vault, so the cash which is kept in the branch vault, it's based on the estimate that what it will require for the next working day or next 2-3 days depending on bank to bank. If the amount is slightly higher, then the bank will take an insurance cover just in case it is lost, robbed or theft, and it is kept in safe inside strong room and under the custody of cashier. Cash with teller, so at the start of the day a teller gets some amount which is called cash for the day, and then during the day the teller will either give cash or receive cash, and at the end of the day he'll account for it. And then he has to do a bundle of checks that all the money in cash has been accounted for, and if there is any shortfall or excess money, then that has to be reconciled and the books have to be closed for the day before the branch closing takes place. Excess money, so in case the branch feels it has received some excess money, they should surrender the excess money to RBI or to another bank with which it has relationship. And the large banks in the city which has lot of branches, have something known as currency chest, where all extra money, that is means the cash which is not required by the branch or it's over the estimate of what it is requirement, it's kept in something known as a currency chest, the physical cash in hand. Currency chest is like on behalf of RBI. So that means the bank branch which needs maintains a currency chest gets an approval for RBI to maintain a currency chest, and therefore it is like it's as if you are giving it to RBI. Coins. So India has coins of denomination of 10 rupees, 5 rupees, 2 rupees, 1 rupee and some 50 paisa, although now 50 paisa is really going out of circulation. There are some other coins are there which are commemorative coins. In some special occasion they have been given, but actually has no commercial value. And obviously small denomination coins have been discontinued. So coins are to be accepted at the branch as a legal tender. And then they have to take it and credit the account if it is kept in the account. If the person who gives the cash has an account with the bank. Small coins are taken on weight and sent to government mint to make for larger denominations. Notes. So currency notes which are issued by RBI are obviously called notes, and this is a legal tender and it is available in denomination of 10, 20, 50, 100, 500, 1000 rupee. Printing of these notes of 5, 2 and 1 has been discontinued. However, the notes which are already in circulation are to be treated as legal tender. The rules, RBI has put some rules on how the notes has to be handled. So they should not be stapled. Nothing should be written on the notes. And banks have to sort notes which are issuable or non-issuable. And there should be no writing on the watermark. And bank will not refuse to accept low denomination notes. Exchange of notes. Bank notes of rupees 100 and above may be reissued by a bank over their counters. Designated banks are required to display a board indicating note exchange facility. So if in case a note is stolen or something, that can be exchanged. So they accept the demand of fresh good quality notes and coins, exchange the soiled notes. And then no branch or bank should refuse to accept small denomination tendered at their counter. So what is an agreement between RBI and commercial banks as regards to cash? So they have to agree that which currency chest they will use, or which branch will be act like a currency chest, or where which currency chest they will do the transaction with or keep the excess cash. They have to accept coins of all denominations. They have to use counting machine or weighing machines for coins. Rupee coins accepted can be held as part of chest balance and small coins as part of small coin deposit balance. What happens to mutilated or soiled notes? They can be exchanged which are dirty and limp. They can be exchanged with any branch which accepts these notes and gives it back. And they should be exchanged at full value. The paying full value or in denomination of 10 and above. And in case of reissuable bank notes found to be excess of 5% in soiled notes, the entire remittance will be returned back by RBI, and soiled notes in an unstapled condition may be tendered to RBI. Tolerance level of reissuable notes should not be more than 5%. So they have also kept some limit on how much exchange of these notes can take place. Obviously, extremely brittle or badly burned notes will be rejected. Unfit notes will not be issued to public, they will be destroyed. Notes with slogans or political message cease to be legal tender, and if any note is deliberately cut or mutilated, they will be rejected. If the bank takes a badly mutilated note, it should be communicated to client that if RBI does not accept, then this account will be debited back, and disfigured notes are not a legal tender. So bank should not force customers to note their names on bank notes. Obviously, bank note is not eligible for payment if less than half the area of the bank notes is not there, is devoid of major portion of the number of an individual area, or it is cancelled by RBI, or it is found to be forged or counterfeit, or it is deliberately cut, mutilated or tampered with, and these are sent to RBI where they are finally destroyed. Defectively printed notes. So it is possible that some notes go into circulation which are not printed properly. So they will obviously at the first instance, whenever any bank comes across such notes, they have to be replaced with good notes. And they will put a star, the series where it is defectively printed. And star series will have to be a legal tender and accepted and used. Detection and impounding of counterfeit notes. We see lot of other countries trying to do a financial fraud by printing a counterfeit notes and then circulating in our economy. This undermines the economy, and therefore RBI and bank have an arrangement where any such currencies which are found by the bank, then what they should do. So you should be able to detect any counterfeit notes either at the back office or at currency chest, or primarily at the acceptance level if you can. And notes should be passed over to back office for detailed verification in case there is any doubt. So they are categorized as suspect during machine processing, and then they are subject to manual verification also to check their authenticity. And RBI is very clear that in no case the counterfeit notes should be returned to tender or destroyed by bank, but they have to be given to the RBI. They of course need to be kept separately. Details have to be managed. If forged and not presented name and address, so if it is forged, then who has submitted, whose name and address should be noted, and notes should be stamped as counterfeit, and they will not be required to issue acknowledgement to the tenderer that they have taken this note. Obviously counterfeit notes detected in cash received by bank will be impounded, so no value will be given, it will be impounded, and up to 4 pieces in single transaction has to be reported to the police station, and if 5 or more pieces are there, then they should be sent to local police station and nodal police station, and FIR has to be lodged, and FIR has to be sent to RBI. Acknowledgement of the police authorities has to be obtained for notes forwarded to them. Designated nodal bank officer. So each bank should designate a nodal bank officer district wise and notify concerned regional office of RBI and police authorities that this is a dedicated nodal bank officer. All cases of reporting of counterfeit note detection should be through this nodal officer, and he will be the contact point for all counterfeit notes detection related activities. So any updates by RBI, any circular or any some extra measures with the bank is taking, he is the person responsible to communicate to everyone and ensure its compliance. Establishment of forged notes vigilance cells at HO of bank. So each bank has to establish at its head office a forged notes detection vigilance cell, which will undertake dissemination of instructions of RBI to branches, monitoring and implementation of all rules and regulations related to cash management and forgery in case it comes up, reporting to RBI and financial investigation unit of the bank, sharing of information among the group, conducting periodic surprise checks, and ensuring operation of note sorting machines. Provision of ultraviolet lamp and other infrastructures. So RBI said that all branches should be equipped with ultraviolet lamps, sorting machines and detecting machines. Currency chest should definitely have verification, processing and sorting machines. The banks are to maintain a daily records of the notes which they have processed. And banks shall be compensated by RBI to the extent of 25% of notional value of counterfeit notes of rupees 100. Claim of compensation should be submitted through their nodal office, and all counterfeit notes received back from police station should be preserved in the safe custody. Staff should be provided with adequate training to detect counterfeit notes. Dual custody, as a matter of control, vault must be under strict control. The second key and combination should be with another person, so two-factor authentication takes place. The control on cash of course must be very strong, and RBI checks what are the control measures that have been implemented. Notes and coins at branches must meet the requirements of the clients. It should obviously meet the business requirement, and all suspicious transactions to report back to RBI. Currency chest, as we discussed before, is a place to store and facilitate distribution of bank notes and coins. The storage of is on behalf of RBI. The, from the currency chest, the cash goes to various branches in the area. And minimum deposit or withdrawal from currency chest is 1 lakh or in multiples of 50,000. And small coin depots are also recommended to store the coins in the currency chest. So currency chest takes the cash from various branches and stores it on behalf of RBI and also gives it back to the branches in the same area when as and when they require. So clean note policy has been put in place by RBI, which clearly states that the banknote should not be stapled. You should not put a rubber stamp or write anything on the banknote. The banknotes have to be stored carefully to prevent damage, and sort the notes issuable and non-issuable and soiled unstapled notes to surrender back to RBI. Advance acceptance of cash over counters. So all branches of the banks to accept cash over the counter. Banks cannot introduce products where customers are not permitted to deposit cash over the counter. So there cannot be any products given by bank where the customers are not permitted to put cash over the counter. And banks cannot incorporate clauses which restrict deposit of cash over the counters. So acceptance of cash over the counters in any branch of the bank is a must. So that's how cash is managed at retail banks. From an outside it looks very simple, but there are a lot of rules and regulations to be followed. It's a overhead to the branch and to the banks, and therefore RBI has taken adequate provisions where you are not denied any right to either give cash or receive cash, and the banks have to honor that commitment. So with that we come to the end of the cash portion in your retail banking studies. Thank you.